Farmers continue harvest operations, but cool, rainy weather slowed progress this past week. This year's harvest is now 29% complete. That is up from 20% last week and still well ahead of the five-year average of 12%. An additional 21% of the crop is now swathed or ready to straight cut, which is up from the five-year average of 16%. 93% of winter wheat, 78% of fall rye, 76% of lentils, 81% of field peas, 42% of barley, 31% of durum, 23% of oats, 25% of spring wheat, and 6% of canola has been combined. An additional 30% of canola has been swathed or is ready to straight cut. Harvest progress is most advanced in the southern regions. Producers in the southwest region have 43% combined, the southeast region, which includes Moose Jaw, is at 30%, the west central 27%, the east central 22%, the northeast 25%, and the northwest is at 15% complete. Several large weather systems moved through the province last week, resulting in significant amounts of precipitation, along with hail in some areas. The Grenfell area received the most rainfall with 97 mm, while the Moose Jaw area received 77 mm. The rain will result in downgrading of crops still in the field, but it will benefit pastures and hopefully allow them to regrow for next year. Although the rain has helped with the hot and dry conditions, more rain is needed to break out of the current drought. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 1% surplus, 32% adequate, 37% short, and 30% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 23% adequate, 34% short, and 42% very short. Pasture conditions are rated as 1% good, 15% fair, 46% poor, and 38% very poor. A complete, printable version of the crop report is available online.